checking in with Quincy Chamber of Commerce President Tim Cahill for an update on the rental assistance program and also a chat about a new program available to small business owners. So, hey, Tim, good to see you.
Good to see you, Joe. How are you surviving?
We're hanging in there, still working from home, but getting all the information out to the community best we can. How about yourself?
Same here. I'm actually in the office, but working alone, not from home, but alone. So still got a great view of the city, although it's quiet. It's very quiet. I'm hopeful, and we're pushing hard to see if we can get this economy opened up as soon as possible because, you know, our businesses are really suffering, really, really suffering. And the people who work for those businesses are suffering twofold. So just trying to make sure everyone realizes that there's more than just the health impact of this shutdown. There's a real economic impact. And we're trying to keep people's motivations up so that they stay, you know, not only stay focused, but, you know, stay committed to reopening. Because that's a fear that a lot of folks across the country have, that some of these small, very small businesses won't be able to reopen, or they just won't see the hassle financially and otherwise of trying to do it. I mean, you've been closed now for 7 weeks, I think, and we're looking at least another two or three. So it's been tough. It's been real tough. We've just been plowing through and trying to help and support our members as best we can. And I think Quincy's doing better than a lot of communities on all fronts, I think. So we're lucky.
Absolutely. Yeah, as I mentioned, there's the rental assistance program to help out the restaurant workers. How's that going?
It's going good. I mean, you know, unfortunately, it's going well because we have to help a lot of people. But we've been a lifeline for a lot of folks. We thank the mayor's office and the housing, Affordable Housing Trust Fund for giving us the opportunity. We're now all into May's rent. We did a lot of April. We've got over close to 600 applications since we opened on April 2nd. So in a month's time, we've really kicked it into high gear. And we'll be putting, at the end of this week, probably about up to $700,000 out to landlords on behalf of residents, primarily in Quincy. Tenants, most of them are Quincy folk living in Quincy. They don't all work in Quincy, but a lot of them do both. And it's been a lifeline for them. It's tough seeing where they are, sort of financially, but at least the rent is being paid and it's really helping. It's helping two groups, the small landlords and the small businesses. So I think the money has been much needed, and we've been able to get it out with minor hiccups here and there, a couple of missed checks that we'd chase for, and a lot of phone calls, people asking sort of how it works and what can we do and stuff. So we've been manning the phones here. It's been a month. I mean, it's been steady all the way through, but it's been good. And I think it's very much appreciated by the people who live in this city or own small properties in this city and are just trying to, again, keep it together.
Yeah. So there is still some money available, so if folks.
Yeah. The program will continue to be open for folks who are looking for May rent. And some folks will be getting May and April, the ones who got April. And there's a possibility we might still be here in June, even though we hope the economy will be open by then, or at least partially open. We know that in the restaurant business, that's probably going to be the toughest piece of this reopening, most complicated piece, because that's where social distancing rules kind of fall apart. You can't eat with a mask on. I mean, and I think psychologically, people are going to be probably most concerned about going back to a restaurant. They'll go back to, you know, they've been going to the supermarkets, they've been going to the hardware stores, they've been going to Walmart. Those places, the small retailers, I think will pick up. They'll go back to City Hall with proper spacing. All those things I think you can do. Restaurants are a little tough. What we're starting to look at internally, and we're talking to some folks, is maybe getting some of these outdoor spaces up first. Mm-hmm. Because I think people will feel more comfortable being outdoors, even with the spacing than they would be indoors. So those folks who have outdoor spaces, we're talking to them about maybe, and talking to the government about maybe we can jumpstart those folks and bring a little life to the streets. You know, yeah. I mean, it's you know, it's frustrating, and you look out and you just don't see any activity, you know, it's, and you just, we need to get people back out on the sidewalks too, you know, not just for afternoon walks, but just out on the sidewalks. So we're working on all different areas, and this is giving me a real good look into the hospitality industry, mm-hmm. the restaurants, the hotels, how to get them back, because they were almost the first to shut down. They'll be probably the last to be able to open, and then open in some sense where they can make a profit. Because if you've got, if you can only use 50% of your space and you're paying for 100% of your space, it can be hard to make a profit.
Right. It'd
be hard to make anything, you know.
Pretty slim margin.
And the restaurants, they have a slim margin to begin with. So yeah. They're struggling with that. But we'll be there for them. The city will be there for them. And we'll just try to make the rules manageable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the other part of it is we will just try to let people know, if you're not comfortable going out to a restaurant, don't go. Mm. Don't go. You know, if you're not comfortable, don't go, because you're not only is your experience not going to be good, but you may impact other people's experience that might be better, that are comfortable with it. Because some right. people are very comfortable being out, and some people are really skittish. And depending on your age and your health, you should be.
That's right.
Very careful. So those are things we're looking at. It'll be a challenge, but I'll tell you right now, the challenge of opening will be nothing compared to the challenging of staying closed, because it just, at least it gives your mind something to do.
Sure.
And yeah. makes you focus. And that's what entrepreneurs tend to love.
Yeah.
They love the challenge. They wouldn't be doing it if they didn't love the challenge in the first place.
It's nervous to begin with to be a small business owner, right?
Yeah. None of it's easy. It's never yeah. easy. The deck is stacked against you from the day you open. So I think a lot of our folks, both here and throughout the country, are going to be, they're going to be into that part, trying to figure out how to address takeout and sit in, and, you know, and keep everyone safe and make sure their employees feel good too.
And that's another part of it is, yeah, the workers yeah. have to feel safe to come back.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. Exactly. And as you said earlier, when we first started, the city has been working on a program to help the business owners. We've been helping their employees.
Right.
The city has now opened up a program, the Quincy Small Business Grant.
Yeah, tell us about that, Tim.
Yeah, they kicked it off. The city kicked it off on Thursday. My earliest take on this as of yesterday is they've got over 400 applications already in.
Wow, okay.
So people have been really gobbling up the opportunity to jump into this and get some help, because I've had calls from business owners saying, I need money for rent too. My landlord is on top of me.
Yeah, they need a place to come back to when they do open up, right?
Yeah, and you can't start 3 months behind on rent, because right. then you're not going to do it. And a lot of folks, that is their major expense. They've yep. got their supplies, their optometrists, their dermatologists, their folks in the service industry. It's not like they have to go and buy a bunch of food.
Yeah.
Right. So And the food plus shops too, you know, so it will really help. It's up to a $10,000 grant.
Mm-hmm.
It will be administered through the CDBG fund. So there are some challenges that they face that we didn't face in terms of, you know, what kind of documentation they need versus the kind of documentation we needed. So it's a little bit more, I wouldn't say stringent, but probably a little bit more complicated.
Yeah, it's federal dollars.
The money comes from the federal government.
Yeah.
And they have to document where it goes and everything. Right. But the city's been great. They really worked hard. Jim Fatsy's in this group over at the planning department have been working really hard for the last 2 weeks to pull this together. And based on the initial response, obviously it's needed. Question is, how much can you get out? Right now, initially, it's a $2 million fund.
Right.
And if everyone was to say everyone was maxed out at 10,000, then you'd be helping 200 businesses, mm-hmm. which is good. But we've got 3,000 businesses in Quincy.
Do we really, Tim?
Yeah, 3,000. Wow. Now, not all of them would qualify.
Okay. You're
looking at businesses, you have to have no more than 20 employees and no more than $1 million in revenue.
Yeah.
So we're going for the cities focusing on the lowest, the smallest of the small.
Yeah, the mom and pops, right? Yeah.
So, so that might narrow it down to 2,000.
Okay.
Or, well, I don't know what that number is, but I know in the chamber, 80% of our members are under 20 employees.
Okay.
You know, so that just gives you a sense of, yeah. of where it's going to go.
You have what, over 500 members in the chamber, right? So
correct. That, correct. Yeah. So this wouldn't even satisfy all of our chamber members. So, right. but the way the city's looking at it, and I think it's really smart, is it's not first come, first serve.
Right.
they're not going to open up the sort of the deliberation process until May 15th. So you have till May 15th to fill it out and go on the city's website at quincyma.gov. You go on the chamber website. It's right on the top of our website as well, to thequincychamber.com, and you can just fill it out. And like I said, there's been a lot of interest in it, and I think it's going to go, you know, once they close down the applications, it'll be a challenge to get it through, but I'm expecting that they'll have something ready by beginning of June for people, which may coincide with the reopening of business, which would be great. I think there's an opportunity
or to the landlords. Who do the grants get dispersed to?
Good question. I don't know the answer to that. In our case, it went to the landlords, right. So I'm not really sure.
Okay.
It could go to the business though.
Okay.
And be almost like the payroll protection plan. It goes to the business, but there are certain descriptions of what you can spend it on.
Yep.
You know, rent would definitely be one of them, which is the PPP. Payroll could be part of it.
Yep.
It's not going to go real far at 10,000, but if you're a one or two person shop, it's a lifeline.
Absolutely.
It's a real lifeline.
Yeah.
So that will be determined as we go. And the mayor's fairly confident that if they hit the $2 million limit, they might be able to pull in some more money through federal grants. So the city has really had our backs. And I was just talking to the mayor just today about, you know, continuing to push the governor's office to get open. And I think everyone's starting to really think hard about what we can open, how we can open, and when we can open it. And the sooner the better. And that goes for the city, you know, parks and churches and funeral homes. I mean, you know, it's all types of businesses, for-profit, not-for-profit. Getting people back to work is important for all of these retail businesses, because if there isn't any foot traffic, if people aren't out on the streets, they're not stopping to get a coffee or a muffin or, you know, getting their, you know, their laundry done or anything like that.
Yeah,
and we've got a lot of empty storefronts that before we closed down were empty because the buildings had just come online.
Yes,
and we got to rent them out. So it'll be a real challenge. I'm confident though by the fall, this won't be a memory. It'll still be in front of us, but it will be more behind us than it is right now. It's always most difficult when you go through these financial crises on top of a health crisis when you're in the middle of it.
Yeah.
You know, people are dealing with sick relatives, with death,
right.
And their financial well-being, which we don't want to lead to health problems.
Right, because the stress can certainly do that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when you live, I mean, I lived through 08, I remember 9/11, you know, but I also go back to the 70s when we had 20% interest rates and 11% unemployment. I graduated college in 1980, and, you know, unemployment was at 10% back then.
Right.
And I opened up a business because I couldn't find a job.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, those are the things that you know, you'll be forced to do things you weren't really thinking about doing if you're a young college graduate or someone who got let go from one position. But you never know. Some of the big companies are the biggest names in the industry today are companies that were created after 9/11 during the banking crisis of 08.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we'll look back on this and say it was brutally tough and we lost a lot of good people, but a lot of some good things came out of it and some opportunities came out that we weren't expecting. And we're seeing that. We're seeing businesses shift their focus from what they made to what they need to make. We have a show program on Friday morning called The Morning Brew on the Chamber Zoom cast or whatever you call it. And we got Bob Coughlin coming in to talk about what bio companies, pharma companies are doing to try to get us a vaccine.
Oh, all right.
Because the vaccine will be a game changer.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
It'll allow us to discard the masks and the gloves and the distancing and stuff. And they're talking about maybe getting something on the table that could be used in 2020 or maybe if not late 2020, early 2021. So I'm excited to hear what Bob has to say and get some insight on what Massachusetts biotech businesses are doing. It's interesting, Joe, because I like to remind people that we wouldn't have this rent support fund if it weren't for the developers who are building in Quincy and putting money into the Affordable Housing Trust Fund that allows us to sort of recycle it back. And there's a lot of criticism about big developers and all those buildings being built, but there's a good side to it. You know, jobs, number one, but also these kind of funds. It's the same thing with pharma. Big pharma gets, you know, they get roasted almost every day on the national news, and people, you know, complain about drug prices and stuff. But I think America is on the cutting edge of really solving this problem, not just mitigating it, but solving it. And wouldn't it be something if one of our own companies here in Massachusetts are the ones that developed the vaccine?
Yes, it would indeed. Yeah. And of course, right there at the chamber, you have your own incubation center. Be interesting to see what comes out of that after this, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's an interesting story. When we were developing the website and the program to do the rental program, we didn't have any infrastructure. We didn't know. We'd never done anything like this before. So we had no concerns. So we had our staff working on it. And I reached out to one of our tenants upstairs who's really good with computers and software, and he helped us design it. So it's not his business. He's in the software business, recruitment business. But Sully Malek is, you know, he lives here in Quincy. He's been one of our first tenants. He was a tenant from the old place over on Old Colony. Yep. And he was instrumental in helping us get this thing up in 3 or 4 days.
Wow.
So there you go. I mean, that's like I said, you find opportunities where you least expect them sometimes, and people have really stepped up and in ways that you wouldn't have expected, despite all the negativity out there in the media. I think there's so much more positive we can take out of this crisis than even though it can be frustrating at times, there's far more positives, and we'll see those positive outcomes down the road as we reopen, as we, you know, flatten the curve as we get a little more comfortable being out. And I was just talking to the mayor recently, and you know, I'm not going to go the rest of my life not shaking people's hands.
Right.
It's just not natural, and I think we have to go back to that. Now we'll have to have a vaccine for that, but I think we will. I know we will.
Yeah, he's pushing. The mayor's pushing really hard to get golf courses up and running very soon.
It's. I don't understand to this day why they were forced to close.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand. You know, clubhouses being closed, but courses. I mean, you're far more than 6 feet apart.
We've got three of them in Quincy, and it's not. You know, I understand with some folks, especially in government, it. You know, it's hard to qualify it as essential versus non-essential, which I think has been one of the mistakes made by government at this point. It should be more safe versus unsafe. If something is unsafe, like I said, a restaurant right now, we haven't quite figured out all the details.
Right.
So right now, it's probably not, you know, you couldn't just open a restaurant tomorrow, especially one that's very dense.
Right.
But a golf course, we have three in Quincy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not only for the for the golfers, obviously. It's not for the owners of the golf course. It's for all the employees. I mean, they've all been let go. This is a seasonal business. A bunch of people, just like up at Granite Links, all the people get paid to park cars.
Right.
They make a lot of money on that. Yeah. And it's a good side job. It's a good extra job for money and stuff. There's a lot of young people who work over there.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of folks who service the customers who come in. So I mean, I know there's talk about a golf course opening up in Massachusetts this weekend.
Yes, out in the western part of the state, I think, yeah.
It hasn't been changed yet, but I read the story, and there's a small family that runs the golf courses, and their customers are having to go to Connecticut to golf, and that's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, if all the states around, I think 47 states in America allow golfing, and I don't know why we don't, and that shouldn't have to wait till May 18th.
Right.
Because, again, we know how safe it can be, and the golfing companies have it all lined up and ready to go.
Yeah.
You know, as far as two people, not four people. I mean, like you said, golf is a social distancing game in general, except for the drinking afterwards, and that'll have to be offsite, you know?
Have any Quincy businesses specifically told you, Tim, that they're not going to be able to reopen?
No one's told me. I don't think anyone's come to that. At least not publicly willing to state it yet, because they don't know.
Yeah.
The longer it goes, the more likely it's going to happen, though. The quicker we open up, the more people, you know, some people will benefit that we're opening up in the good weather.
Mm-hmm.
Some people won't.
Yeah.
Summers can be a slow time for a lot of businesses because people go away in the summer. And I think there's a lot of people going to go away, at least locally, once 4th of July hits, because they're going to be tired of being cooped up. If they can go to Maine or the Cape or you know, some place where you can be outdoors or their own places, they're going to go.
Yeah.
They're going to go. So, so there are challenges as far as that goes. Some places do really well in the summer. Marina Bay might be, you know, that might be a place that will boom this right. summer because of the outdoor seating. So we're looking, as I said before, we're looking at restaurants who have outdoor seating as maybe they can be a catalyst to get open and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I think it will be, it'll be interesting to watch, but I know there'll be businesses that just will never, you know, the sign will never come up. It'll just say closed due to COVID-19, and we'll see them in September and October still closed down. But I don't want to jump on that because I know entrepreneurs are going to give up. They'll be the last ones to give up.
Mm-hmm.
They put their life into this. It's just a question of, I think what will happen, Joe, is you'll see businesses open. Whether or not they can sustain will be the key.
Right.
Can they get through to the winter?
Yep.
But to be perfectly honest, that's how a lot of entrepreneurs operate. I'm just going to go, can I get through the next 3 months? If I can, maybe we'll see some light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
But we will see some casualties in this. And but hopefully it won't be too many.
Yeah.
Trying to remain positive and optimistic about it.
Okay.
As best I can.
So a good, again, some good resources for folks to get information about the rental assistance and about the small business grants. How should they?
Yeah, small business grant. And that's what it's called, the Quincy Small Business Grant. Right on the Quincy, City Quincy website, right at the top, QuincyMA.gov. Okay. And on the Quincy Chamber website, you can get information on that program. And you can apply by going on the Quincy Chamber website.
Great.
You can apply at the Quincy Housing Support Fund. Okay, Quincy Housing Support Fund, that's its own website. You can go directly to that. Okay. Or go to the Chamber. I'd suggest you to go to the Chamber of the City because we have all of the programs. QCAP program,
right.
non-hospitality renters. So we've been trading phone calls back and forth. If they've got one that's a restaurant, they'll send them my way. If I've got someone who's a barber, we'll send them their way.
Okay.
And there's just the city has really stepped up to try to help those people who are living paycheck to paycheck. And yep. a lot of programs, but the most important program is reopening.
Yeah.
That's the key. People in our business, they prefer not to get a handout, and they prefer not to be, they not have to count on government to give mm-hmm. them, you know, sort of what they need. They want to do it on their own, and they just want the freedom to be able to do that. Or they want a set of rules and say, all right, we'll follow them.
Yeah.
The folks I've talked to are focused on their customers and their employees. So they're going to do what's safe. There will always be a few outliers who won't care, but the vast majority, 99% of them, are really focused on doing it right, but also trying to make money doing it right.
Sure.
Because if they don't make money, I read something, I think today, that the state government's down $5 billion in revenue.
Wow.
Already. I mean, the numbers are staggering, and that's why government has to step up, because they're going to be laying off people come July if there's nobody paying taxes. And these businesses right now, you can't pay taxes on revenue you don't get.
That's right.
And the sales tax is a perfect example. If nobody's buying, it's a big source of revenue for the state of Massachusetts. Sales tax revenue, if people aren't buying, or if they go to New Hampshire to buy, or Connecticut, because they're open, or Rhode Island, because they're open before us, that's money we lose forever.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I want government to balance the health issues with the need for economic activity, because that is also a health issue as far as I'm concerned.
All right. Anything else we should add, Tim?
No, we're here. So, you know, the chamber is open. I know City Hall is you know, they're working. It's not open yet, but hopefully they're going to be open soon. We're here. If people need to call, our number is 417-471-1700 to get information. And like I said, I hope that the next call we have is about strictly about how we're going to reopen. That would be the best news of all, Joe.
All right. Well, when you get that call, let me know, and we'll get it.
You too. If you hear it before me, let me know. But we definitely will. Okay. Take care. Thank you all at QATV for keeping us informed.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
You too. Now. Yep. Bye bye.